Unit 9. Exercise 7.
Let me tell you about my experience as a volunteer teacher in Fiji and how it started. It all began with this Australian exchange student in my secondary school in Linz. Actually, he was from Fiji, not Australia. He never stopped telling us about Fiji and how beautiful the islands are. Well, back then, I didn't even know where Fiji was, did I? But somehow, I never quite forgot his stories. Fast forward a few years, and I was finishing college and thinking about what to do next. My grandma offered to give me some money to travel if I got a job or volunteered for something. She didn't just want me lying on the beach, did she? To cut a long story short, 6 months later, I was on a ferry to a small Fijian island, population 800, as a volunteer teacher in the local school. Classes were from kindergarten to grade 6, and I taught all subjects, even maths. But I hear you say English isn't your native language, is it? That's correct, but it wasn't important. What the organizers wanted were teachers who could teach fun, interactive lessons as an alternative to students' traditional lessons. The island is really small, only about 10 kilometers from one side to the other. I lived in the school compound, which was literally on the beach. I took part in everything. I was woken up by the cock crowing at 5 a.m. and helped clean up and make breakfast for the kids who lived in the school. After that, I prepared my lessons for the day. And you can guess what I did in my free time, can't you? Yes, swimming, snorkeling, and island hopping. The nearest island was only half an hour away by ferry. There are some amazing coral reefs in Fiji. Every chance I had, I was in the water. Of course, it wasn't always easy to get used to the island way of life. There were plenty of challenges. The basic food, no showers or washing machines, the heat. I was definitely out of my comfort zone. But I always felt welcome. The people were so kind and the kids were amazing. We had such fun together, telling stories, laughing, playing and singing. In the end, after 3 months, when it was time to go, I didn't want to leave. Grandma was pleased to hear my stories when I got back. Her money was well spent, wasn't it?